11th stop, the Achaia Palace. Known improperly as the Castle of the Achaia, this building is of 5th century origin and used to be called Castelnuovo, meaning new castle, in order to distinguish from the actual castle. It had been built as a representative palace and meeting hall. It stood outside the older city walls and was not fortified. The building has two sections. The higher of the two has a raised courtyard and originally had a tower as well. With the passing of centuries, it became a hospital, then later a hospice for religious followers who had not yet received confirmation. And lastly, it became a populated neighborhood until the 1980s. The side facing the street presents some valuable artistic and architectural qualities. The windows, which are decorated with terracotta models of flower patterns and human figures, the ogival arches, the battlements and hanging arches, and a gallery within the inner courtyard. On the third floor, there is a hall containing monochrome frescoes of the late 15th century, portraying Amadeus IX of Savoy and some war scenes. Above them, a band of crests and flower patterns. This is the only testimony of the Savoy rule in Pinerolo. A tombstone reminds us of how their branch of the Savoy dynasty nominated the town as the capital of a small state, a prelude to the forming of the region of Piedmont. Now carry on down the hill, following the map, and go to the 12th stop,